All right, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and goddamn fucking gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Drunk Talk KY. This episode right here is basically a 57 minute or 55 minute long fucking podcast. It is 100% freestyled. Nothing was written. This is a rendition about Aurella in the Dark Wonderland. I sure the fuck you will hope you guys dig it. It is kind of dark, kind of deep. It is 100% off the wall fucking rendition of Alice in Wonderland. 100% freestyle. This nothing about this was written. I hope you motherfuckers like it. This will be the second podcast of this year, I'm pretty sure. Basically the second podcast of this year. So, how about we play the fucking music, Funky White Boy? How about that? On a winter morning, high as fuck, Aurella and BLL were dealing with the snow. It was the first frost of the year, and we had to protect the life that we had put out that year. So we threw blankets and sheets over the life that we had planted that year to protect it from the frost because it was too early. As the hallucinogens took hold, I seen a white rabbit. And a jackal. The jackal looked at me and smiled, told me, "Follow us, there will only be fun," as the white rabbit was continuously saying, I'm late for a very important date. I had no idea of what this all meant. But yet I followed with BLL in the background talking about how the trees were coming at her. As she talked about how all of the shrubbery in our yard looked like ghosts. All of a sudden, my feet went out from under me and I fell and I kept falling and I kept falling and I kept falling. I floated for hours is what it seemed. I floated for hours to the extreme. I rolled, I ducked, I twisted. Everything that I did was useless. It helped me none at all. As I kept on with my free fall. I looked over to the left of me, and what did I see? It was a bat. His name was Remy. He told me, "Sir, what are you doing here? Why are you falling?" I said, "Because I don't have wings like you. Why are you sitting here calling to me?" He said, because I've never seen you here before. I've seen a naked mountain dabber. I've seen a neck cutter. I've seen a Maybelline. And I've seen a mass murderer. But I've never seen the such of you. I've never seen the likes of you. So how are you falling so free and so true? I told the bat, Remy, I said, can you not stop me any? He said, no. You are much too big and I'm much too small. I'm just here to regulate your free fall. I had no idea what all this meant. So I took another puff of that blunt wrapped in mint. That blunt stoned my head and made me fall true. It made me lighter. And I almost felt like I could flew. I could fly. I could run through this fucking falling situation. This shouldn't be a situation. This should be a goddamn fucking exploration. As I fell into my exploration, I also seen a duck that snorted like a pig. I also seen a cow that barked like a dog. I also seen a cat that clucked like a chicken. I have no idea what all this means. I know that I am truly inflicted. I know that the buzz is coming on to me and that I am starting to trip. I look around and infinites I can only grip. I keep on falling till I finally see the ground, and then I float. I float like I have a fucking a parachute that's wrapped around. It's wrapped around me, and I float gently to the ground. I touch foot on this land that is so profound. I cannot understand, nor can I comprehend the adventure that I'm about to get in. They call me Arella, as my hallucinogens and trips are true. I smoke weed every day, and I drink plenty of brew. I keep on walking down this path that I finally found myself in, and the psychoticness of it gives me a very big grin. I look around me, and what do I see? I see dodo birds, which were lost to history. I see goddamn Cheshire cats, and I see fucking the Mad Professor. I see the Naked Mountain Dabber, and I see nothing but hell in my future. I keep on walking down this road, and finally I come to a bunch of doors. But I look at this table that has a key on it. It has to be 23 floors. I can't not climb this fucking thing. I cannot make it to the top. I do not know how to make this trip stop. I keep on wondering, where am I at? And then here comes Remy again. That motherfucking bat. Remy flies above my head and tells me, either one of these doors are yours. You just have to learn how to pick the lock. You need to learn how to send your energy to this spot. Completely, I am confused. Completely, I'm trying to understand how the fuck I ended up in this goddamn hallucinogenic wasteland. I say, that's okay, Bat. I say, that's okay, Remy. This one door is held shut by electricity. Can you offer me a penny? He says, no, I cannot. I cannot help you. All I can do is give you words that will guide you. I sit here and think and ponder on his words. And here comes a massive flock of birds. Now, these birds weren't just any birds. These birds weren't just fucking flying. They were cats chasing each other. Every one of them lying. They were saying, come to me, and I will not chase you. Come to me, and I will not play with you. Every one of these birds, ladies and gentlemen, were cats that were murderous, trying to kill their fellow human. Every one of them flew high, and they flew strong. Every one of them sang their own particular song. Every one of these birds, and if I should call them cats, they flew with a gracefulness that no bat can ever attack. Remy was jealous of them, and he hollered with a great yell, fuck you goddamn cats. Every one of you go to hell. I laughed at this because I felt his anger. And I thought, how can he ever put forth this treacherous fucking stranger? How can he combat all of these birds? You might call them cats. I call them all turds. Now, getting into my mindset in this entire situation, the turds are nothing but my generation. A bunch of pussies that cannot fucking withstand. A bunch of pussies that cannot play their own hand. It kind of made me sick, and it kind of made me proud, for I was a god in this bird crowd. It was insane. It blew my mind. Everything was mad, and nothing was kind. I looked at all these cats, which you might call birds. I look at all these cats that I call turds. They bring me pain. They bring me shit. But yet I watch them in my midst. I don't know how to deal with them. I don't know how to react. And then here comes this giant grinning cat. Her name was Maybelline. She was happy as can be. She looked at me and said, "Why do you try to catch me?" I said, "I do not try to catch you. I do not know what you are. You are the first grinning cat amongst all these stars." She said, "Don't worry, poor human, for you are tripping. And I am here to guide you. Let's hope you're not limping." I said, "How could I be limping if I just fell so smoothly?" She looked at me and said, "Look at your leg. I'm not a doctor, but it is protruding." I looked down at my leg, and true as a fact, my femur bone was sticking straight out of my skin. My femur bone was sticking, and I could see both ends. I said, "How am I supposed to deal with this Cheshire cat? How am I supposed to fucking run? How am I supposed to deal with all of this ignorant fun?" The Cheshire cat, and as it slowly dripped away, Maybelline told me, "I will soon tell you the way." It disappeared, and all I could see was its eyes and its grin. Maybelline disappeared in front of this sin. I was such a sinner, and I was so high. Where'd the Cheshire cat go? Maybelline and I. But I kept on going. I kept on walking till I found that goddamn door with a hanging stocking. Something had to be in that stocking. I knew for true. Something had to be in that stocking. It had to be a key, or it had to be shrew. I said, "What the fuck is shrew, and why is it in my mind?" I could never find out that thought, because a key was always there for me to find. I dug through that stocking. All I found was bubble wrap. Bubble wrap that popped, cracked, and snapped. How the fuck am I supposed to deal with this bubble wrap inside the stocking when I need this key to go through this opening? Finally, I found the key at the very toe of the sock. And then here come Buddy with his infinite clock. I said, "Buddy, what are you doing? Why are you here with me?" He said, "I'm here to show you time, and I'm here to show you eternity." I said, "Why? How can I deal with this? Why are you here?" He said, "You are acting too crazy. You are acting very queer." I said, "Isn't queer homosexual?" He said, "Not to me, because I hold the clock of eternity." This right here, ladies and gentlemen, this right here blew my mind. All of this I've dealt with so far, and this is what I find. Buddy holding the eternity clock. Buddy trying to teach me. He is just another cat. And he's trying to preach me eternity. I noticed his fucking, his bow. I noticed his tie. I noticed that twinkle in this cat's eye. None of it I could understand, and none of it I could make true. But here again I am, looking at this cat, telling me I'm you. I rolled up a joint and I sparked it, trying to smoke and get out of this apartment. I felt trapped. I felt claustrophobic. Old buddy, he was there the whole time holding it. I moved on with this key, opened the door, and what do I see? I see a garden infinite in with beauty. I see a garden with soldiers marching true. I see these soldiers holding weapons that I could not combat. I see these soldiers holding weapons and looking like more fucking cats. All of a sudden, I see the white rabbit come running by and the jackal chasing behind him saying, "Fuck you, guy." I had no idea what the fuck I was about to follow to, but I followed both of them and hit the ground with a thump. When I woke up out of my hallucinogenic dream, I was still in the dark wonderland, trying to understand everything I've seen. I see a giant caterpillar smoking a hookah. The weed smelled so good. It intrigued me. I had to follow the smell. And when I came upon that mushroom, it almost looked like a shell. That caterpillar looked at me and blew a massive cloud in my face and told me I was a downfall of the whole human race. I said, "Caterpillar, what are you talking about? I try to deal and I try to be true." He said, "No, no, no, no. You are so untrue. Why are you here?" I questioned that. I said, "Should you not know?" The caterpillar said, "Why are you here?" I asked once again. I asked the caterpillar, "Why are you here? And why do you have that fucked up grin?" The caterpillar took another long toke off of his hookah and then blew his answer in smoke. It said, "You are retarded. You cannot see. You try to see the forest, but all you see is a single tree." All of these goddamn answers that I'm getting frustrated, because none of them make sense, and I almost feel mentally castrated. I asked the goddamn fucking hookah-smoking caterpillar once again. I said, "I get big, I get small. Is this truly a sin?" The caterpillar looked at me and then grew into a butterfly. As he's flying away, he says, "You just as am as I." Does that mean that I could fly? That I could truly see what others can't? Or does that mean that I am truly stuck in this endless advance? I have no idea how to deal with this, and I have no idea how to be true. Orella in the darkened land. Grabbed another brew. The brew that he drank made him more intelligent. It almost opened up a whole nother world. Unfortunately, it was irrelevant. He looked at it and he wondered and he begged and he asked, "Where am I going next? Where is my path?" At that time, Maybelline showed her face. She smiled big and she smiled true and said, "You dumb motherfucker. I've shown it all to you. Why can't you see? Why can't you understand that you are not merely a spirit, but you're also a man?" All of this I could not comprehend and I could not reign true, but I still kept it in my memory bank for a later situation that may brew. I took the last swig of my ale. I took the last swig of my drink. And then thought, sat there, and deeply thanked. I thought about everything that I could. I thought about how I was here. I thought about everything. And I thought about my fear. But yet, I went nowhere, and I could not comprehend until I seen the dodo bird and that goddamn fucking dragon man. The dragon man looked at me, and he laughed with such gitter. He looked at me, and he said with a little bitty twitter, "You, my little friend, are not big enough to see that the hallucinogens that have taken hold of you are many to we." They always talk in riddles and I cannot understand. Why can't they give me a straight answer? Who the fuck is this dragon man? Then the dodo spoke up with such delight as he smoked a big hit out of his crack pipe. The dodo told me, "Take a hit and you will see the goddamn buddy has a key to all eternity." Now, I have met the buddy, and I've met that cat, and I've met Remy, who flew around like a bat, but who the fuck are we talking about, and why are we smoking crack, and why are we talking about that fucking Remy, the flying cat bat? It does not make any sense to me, and it will never reign true. But the dodo bird looked at me and said, "Who are you?" I thought I heard the same thing from that fucking caterpillar earlier. But everything is bits and pieces and chunks of verber. I have no idea who said what or why they said it. But yet I'm still on this path and I'm trying to read it. One more time, Maybelline jumped in my face and said, "Son, you are too caught up in the human race. I don't know what that means, as Mabel always talks in hyperbole. I don't know how to go down this fucking infamous journey. I don't know what these cats and bats and birds are saying to me." And then I see it. Oreo. He's got to be the next step to this journey. I look at him. He has growling teeth and foaming lips. He looks at me and his chops he licks. I am afraid. I am a fucking afraid of this situation that I'm going to. So I take a bite of this mushroom. And to infinity, I shoot to. It is too high. I cannot maintain this height. I get tangled up. I find out I have a wife. I don't know what's going on. And I try to fucking make it maintain. But in my brain, I see bubbles, and they start to drain. They start to drain acid down on top of that very sensitive fucking brain matter that I have. And then what do I see? Crabs starting to grab. They starting to grab my brain matter and pull it away. As I grab it back and try to store it away, I grab that brain matter. I grab it true. I grab it hard and shove it straight through. I shove it straight through my skull as I tell them to stop. But all these crabs, they have nothing but to go through this crop of my mind, this crop of my faith, this crop of everything that I can taste. Mentally or physically, they reign true. They pick every ounce of it out of me and out of you. I wonder, how can I stop this? How can I keep this from happening? As I fall again to the depths of nothingness. I fall to the depths of nothingness. And I wonder, how can this stop? Then I start to float again. And look out amongst this crop. There are beautiful flowers that are so red and bulbous and true. Then I realize I am falling in to opium. I am falling into a field of opium. And I wonder how this is going to brew. How this is going to end up. How this is going to reign true. How is this opium field going to affect Me and you. Oh, I fall into it. And there is no stopping it. I start to get drowsy. I start to get poppious. As I doze off, as I fall into a coma, what do I see? It's a goddamn mouse of melatoma. This mouse of melatoma runs upon me. They call him Low Dragon Body. I ask this mouse, why am I here? What can I do? He says, don't fight it. Everything we give you is true. I have no idea what this means. I have no idea how to stop this. Then the mouse says, you could go to the right to Metropolis. That is run by Naked Mountain Dabber. Or you could go left to the Mad Professor. Both paths are open to you, but both paths are rung ignorant by psychosis and absolute untrue. I have no idea what the fuck all these goddamn meanings mean, and I have no idea why the fuck they keep on telling me what is unseen. So I walk down the right path towards a Naked Mountain Dabber. I was told he is as crazy as the Mad Hatter. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I don't know what I'm destined for. I don't know the effects of the heroin and the opium that I've just snorted. I finally make it to this clearing. I have no idea what it is. All I see is a willow that is hanging over a basket on top of a table that is nothingness. 18 spots on this table do I see. And not a single creature it is greeting me. I have no idea how I can fucking truly maintain as I take another hit of my pipe and try to gain the truth that is in front of me. And then all of a sudden, Mad Professor appears out of nowhere from eternity. This motherfucker appears in a seat in front of me, lifting weights and smoking weed that I have never seen. I said, Mad Professor, may I take a hit? He said, you're fucking ignorant. You need to lift this weight. You need to lift off this weight for you to be able to handle this ganja. I said, really? He said, ask Mad Professor. I turned to my right and there is a man with a beard like a lumberjack and a bong in his hand. I say, can I hit that bong? He said, are you ignorant? This is dabs. Only the truest can hit this. I said, I am true. I am fucking free. He said, are you fucking truly kidding me? He said, look at the little mouse as it's nodding off from heroin. Look at the white rabbit that is speeding on methamphetamine. I said, how do I maintain this and how do I ring true? He said, motherfucker, I am you. I said, how can this be? Because you're so insane. And Mad Professor, he looks like he's taking cocaine to the brain. Naked Mountain Dabber laughed with a laugh and said, we need to move to next cup. We need a new path. So we all moved to the fucking right. Like a clock. We all moved to the right and drank some more vodka. This vodka was fucking strong. This vodka I've never tasted. But yet it made every one of us blindly wasted. I said, Naked Mountain Dabber, where are we at? He said, you're under the hat. Once again, I am confused. I cannot comprehend. Under the hat of what? Under the hat of him? Naked Mountain Dabber is way too psychotic for me to comprehend. Maybe I should go to the Mad Professor. And maybe he will give me a true him. As I passed the small mouse dozing off, telling us everything is good and he could understand everything we were saying, I passed the white rabbit. Who said I was delaying? He said that I was making things worse and I was keeping him from his date. A very important date that he was so late. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to react. So I look at the Mad Professor and I retract. I say, I don't know where we are at or what we are doing. But I'm going to take another sip of this fucking, this shroom tea brewing. And as this shroom tree was brewing, the shroom tea was bubbling, I drank some more. Then I seen MHL standing in front of a door. I said, Miller High Life, what are you doing? How are you keeping me from going through this fucking true being? It said, you put your cigarette out inside of me. It said, you disrespected me. And now, Happy, the Queen of Hearts, wants your head and will stick it in a goddamn sled. As he was telling me all this, I could not understand. They're all talking hyperboles. I am just a man. I cannot understand all this. I cannot keep it fucking happening. And then here comes Maybelline, the Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat once again smiled above me and laughed in hysteria and said, "I am bubbling." My rage was getting out of hand because of all the ignorance. My rage was getting out of hand. And I could not repent the situation with repentance. I asked the Cheshire Cat, the wonderful Maybelline. I said, "Do you not understand me? Do you not see all the things that I have seen?" The Cheshire Cat laughed one more time before it disappeared and said, "Sir, it is not us, but you that is weird." Once again, hyperbole and non-understanding flowed my mind. How can I get through this situation with the people of this kind? Nobody is sane and everybody is mad. Everybody is happy and everybody is sad. How can I continue and how can I be free with the Cheshire Cat smiling over me? Finally, I walk out of the woods, and what do I see? I see Humpty Dumpty fucking each other in front of me. They were fucking each other. There was rape. There was gagging. There was puke. There was choking. There was balls sagging. It was a situation that I did not want to maintain. There were situations that could, that absolutely toxified my brain. But yet I watched all of it as if it was a movie. 7.5 hours later, I was feeling real groovy. I started jerking off. I started beating my dick. I could not help it. Everything is sick. Everything that I see made me horny, made me wonder. Everything I seen was basically like lightning and thunder, shocking me and moving my brain, moving me around. But yet nothing that I could comprehend was comprehensively found. I could not understand, nor can I keep on maintaining this fucking mindset. Then I walk out of the woods into this field of marijuana and sativa and indica. It was a beautiful set. It was a beautiful set to me. It was a beautiful image. As I was picking buds like a slave in a village, I was picking buds and smoking them true. I was running through, hopping, skipping, jumping, yelling at all of you, "Why aren't you here? Why can't you see that this is beautiful not only to you, but also to me?" The bowls burned hot. The joints burned true. I never seen a single run in any blunt that I rue or rolled or told. I told you about all of this to make you understand that I'm not a human. I am a man. I am not a god. I am nothing special. But everything that I smoke is super aggressive. It's super aggressive and it makes my eyes cross and my dots T. I wonder, am I going to be in the dark wonderland for all eternity? I wonder about this, and I sit here and walk and smoke, and then I cough, and then I choke, and wake up in a land of snow. I wake up in a land of snow as I see a fucking plant snorting. I see decks of cards running around assortingly. They're all painting every fucking tree and every bush that I see. Paint drips from them. They should be white, but they're turning auburn. And everything else that disagrees. I look at this and I wonder, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck can I truly understand about this fucking world that I'm exhuming? I am exhuming this fucking world and nothing makes sense. And then I hear on the other side of the fence, off with his head! May he die! Off with his head! I hope after it's chopped off, he will cry. Now, this all deeply disturbed me in so many ways, but it could not keep my wondrous gaze. I looked at the fence, and what did I see? I seen the Queen of Hearts beheading one of me. Beheading my own person, beheading somebody that is me. Chopping his head off, because obviously he could not see. He could not see the views and the life that maintains. He could not see because of the drugs in his brain. He was blind to everything that was around him. But yet somehow, I found the youth. I found the fountain. I found this that made me fucking geek. It was methamphetamine. And I started to tweak. I was so high and I had so much energy. The Queen of Hearts looked at the King of Eternity, which was Buddy. He was just a cat. He said, chop his head off! Chop it off! Exactly where it's at! As Buddy's smile fed away, and then I see Maybelline's smile, and then it said, you are truly ignorant. You cannot see. We gave you everything to give you eternity, But yet you do not see true. You do not see clear. Come back. And maybe you can see next year. As I started to get scared and I started to run, I fell into a pit and I felt like a ton. I felt like I was falling forever and I could not stop until I hit the ground and then looked up at all the crop. I was in a marijuana field once again, smoking a joint, having a grin. I felt like Maybelline, the Cheshire Cat. I felt like Buddy with Infinity at my back. I felt like Remy, the Cat Bat. I felt like everything, but I could not understand where I was at. I could not understand the truth that I was looking at. I could not understand everything except for this blunt and the hallucinogens that put me at the tail of the white rabbit and the Cheshire Cat.